Welcome everybody to a special edition of the Roldorf Cafe. This edition is rather special because it's a wind-up edition of the Roldorf Cafe today. On Saturday, March 29th, I interviewed the owners and product managers of a few brands to have a chat about what they're up to and what's in their future. These interviews were completely unplanned and very much out in the open, as you'll hear, because it was on the terrace of the venue in San Francisco. I hope you enjoy the chats. Okay, so I'm here with Sebastian for that is head of sales at Larco. So here we are at the Wind Up Watch Fair. It looks like you've got a ton of people at your stand. It's absolutely fantastic for you to be able to take a little bit of time out and hang out with us here just for a quick 5-minute chat. So thank you very much, Sebastian, for coming out and spending this time.
Thank you for having me here. It's also good to get out for a while. Even we love and appreciate the customers and the interest for our brand. It's an appreciation for our brand, and we are very thankful that the people stop by at our booth. So you are more than welcome. We're still on till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so I've got some questions for you. Some people may know Larco, some people may not know Larco, but what is Larco to you?
Larco is a brand like down to earth, like open for the public, for the people, and we are particularly known for the pilot watches. So we have a huge legacy, but the most people not aware, because we have the same legacy like EWC, Vampy, Stover, A. Lange & Söhne. So we were one out of 5 watch brands who were able to produce original pilot watch underneath some certain specifications. It have been 5 specifications you had to fulfill. It was a dark sandblasted case, that you don't have glare and destruction within the plane. And then you had to have a big crown that you can set the time with a glove. You need to have a good night visibility for night flights, so with a lot of loom in it. And no logo on the dial. It's nothing for flattering someone or for out of image reasons. It's just for tactical. And a rollover, a strap that in this case, that if you would may lose the watch within the plane, it will stop on your wrist, that it's not coming underneath the pedal and you can't move the plane anymore. So it's a people brand. We want to stay close to our audience, and and we love what we do.
Fantastic. Okay, so I stopped by a little bit earlier on, and I took a look at some of the new pieces. Tell us a little bit about what's new.
So what is new? We just launched by the end of the last year a new streamlined chronograph, only 40 millimeters height. We have 2 dial colors, black and white. It's a very nice ergonomically wearable chronograph, so it combines 2 very, very famous watch types, like on one side the pilot watch, a timeless design, what is around since 80 years, and the chronograph. So that's our Kiel .2 watch, our Kiel watch. This is a novelty. Also, we have new in line our bronze watch in 42 millimeter,
which is gorgeous, by the way.
Appreciate that, Jason. Thanks. So, of course, I think it's like the people want to go down with the size. So 42, it's a decent size. Before we had a 45. So also not only a bronze case. So we also always looking for the detail and do it different than the other people, the other brands. So we also, sorry guys.
Here it is, San Francisco.
And we also added to the bronze watch a de-stressed dial. So what is actually something what we invented in-house, where we de-stress cases, like for instance for our Heirloom Erbstück watches in Germany.
Which are absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Because they do look so very natural, naturally distressed. They don't look like somebody's actually done that.
Yeah. Either you like it, Jason, or you don't like it, but yeah, the people have to stop by and see it really natural how it appears. So it's a beautiful watch. And as a watch collector in particular, this is something what you, in my personal opinion, need to have in a collection, because you don't care about like if you get the next mark into this watch, because it's like it belongs to the watch.
Yeah.
Like we grow older and it bothers you not when you have something with the watch, because like as I said, it belongs to the watch. You don't need to refurbish it. If you have instead of another new watch and you get the mark in it, you think always, oh my goodness, how much is it to refurbish it? Or yeah, and with the heirloom or Erbstück watch, it's meant to be to worn out.
Do you have a favorite in the Larco lineup?
Yeah, it's definitely the Erbstück and also the new Pilot Pros, where you can fully customizable the watch like you want to have the watch, with 28 AM water resistance. You can either go with A or B dial. You can have a light date window or dark date window. Even it's not mandatory for Pilot watch it, but it's 200 meter water resistant. You can have a panorama case back or a solid case back and 12 different leather strap sizes, colors. Yeah, so there are a lot of varieties,
yeah,
and possibilities
and the
for
configurability of, yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so next few questions, really kind of quirky, not necessarily related to Larco whatsoever, but I want to ask you, as I've asked everybody else, what is going to be the next played out color? We've seen all a lot of brands diving into the popular pastels, like the pastel blues. What do you think is going to be the next played out color?
As mentioned, like Larco does it different than the other ones. We don't want to go in particularly on some trends what appears out of the sudden. So we are stick to our origin, especially with the Pilot watches, where we may come out with another color, what already exists, with a dark green or something, but not really something very bright, because that's not Larco and we don't want to follow that trend. So we stick to our origin, and so I will be also surprised what comes next. So guys, just look up at our website and be in contact with your jewelers on site, and yeah, we will figure out together, I guess.
Excellent. Okay, so it's the worst idea that you had to kibosh this year, in a sense of had to stop it right away. You heard this idea, you had a thought that you thought would be really good, and then all of a sudden kind of went sideways or something like that. Was there anything like that for you this year so far?
Yeah, especially with the colors. So because like I had in mind to do something with the colors, but it didn't work out like I thought. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay. So going on to what we were doing with our Toxic Tuesday posts. One of the most asked questions when we would do these posts was, why would anybody let their watch get so grimy and grotty? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a lack on information. It's like, because this is something, Jason, I firmly believe also as a passionate watch lover, that it's something where we as sales representatives and jewelers, we need to explain it more to the end consumer, why they are interested in buying a watch and not only selling the watch. So just to let them know that they have, if they have not a metal bracelet, a leather strap, that it's a natural product, what will grow with them, and they have to usually, if they wear it continuously, change it after 6 months, or if someone is not sweating that much, then maybe after 1 year. But you have to be aware that's a natural product, and that it come alive if you wear it too long.
you said something earlier which was very interesting, that people tend to take more care of their cars than they do their watches. Tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on that.
Right, I 100% agree, and the thing is, especially as a German, like the people love their cars more than something else, so they are aware about everything about cars, and they're very picky about anything what matters about their cars. So they give it regular to inspections, and would see any scratch on the car, so they would do pretty much anything to refurbish the and keep it nice and clean, and clean it also like every time. But about watches, it's something different. So I think the people should be aware that we have a micro mechanical stuff inside,
yes,
and that is more difficult than a car itself.
Yes.
But it, as I said, like it's something what we need to explain and carry out to the end consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time out today and hanging out with me here. It's been a bit loud, but we got through it, and it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Likewise.
Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Jason, and I want to thank you for being with us today listening to the Waldorf Cafe podcast. You can hear more of our shows and when they are released on Instagram and our website. We cover many topics about watches, the industry, and the brands we're most passionate about. You can find the Waldorf shop at 307 West Cordova in Gastown in Vancouver, and we'd be delighted to welcome you and talk watches. Visit our website for more information at waldorf.co.